It's another edition of the Shooting USA podcast from the 2017 SHOT Show in the Sands Convention Center. We're back in the Smith & Wesson booth. This time, it is my distinct honor to welcome Matt Buckingham, president of the Firearms Division for Smith & Wesson. Matt, welcome. And Jim Scouten is with me as always.
Well, thanks for having me.
Oh, we've got to have you to find out the biggest news at the SHOT Show. I maintain it is the unveiling, the revealing, first time people can find and feel and touch the M&P 2.0. And I've said before, it sounds like a software update, but it's definitely a hardware update.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, we're very excited about it. So the, you know, it was about 10 years ago when we launched the original M&P. And over those 10 years, we've learned a lot. You know, we've had it in the hands of a lot of consumers, a lot of professionals around the world. And we've taken that learning and we've put it into the M&P M 2.0. And the gun is really reimagined from the ground up. We've tried to keep all the good things about the original design, but incorporate a lot of new stuff into it.
Mm-hmm. Well, things to notice right off, and John has shot it, by the way. I cue you to talk about that grip, which is
spend quite a bit of time
in your hand.
Quite a bit of time with the gun on the range, and it is a remarkable update to a gun that is already great in its class. One key thing that I think you mentioned, but I think is worth kind of expanding on, is the fact that the gun maintains the same profile and print as the original M&P. So all of the support materials, all of the Kydex holsters, everything that goes with M&P goes with M&P 2.0.
Yeah, that's correct. You know, one of the noticeable changes is the grip texture, which is much different, but the grip angle, the 18-degree grip angle, it's really, you know, set, we think, the high bar for ergonomics when it comes to a handgun. As well as the holsters, we want to make sure it's interchangeable with existing holsters and magazines.
Yep, magazines.
So all the existing magazines will work for the handgun.
It's a fantastic thing. The grip texture is something that is hard to describe for people. It's aggressive, it's functional, but it's not rough. You can't call it rough. It works in such a way that it just bonds to your hand.
It's really, you know, it's really hard to strike the right balance, right?
Right.
You know, with the original handgun, we got a lot of feedback that it wasn't aggressive enough. But then again, you don't want it to be too aggressive, right? So we really tried to strike a good middle ground between, you know, not being so aggressive that it, you know, rubs the skin off your hand. But at the same time, you get that grip. And especially if you're a professional and you're sweaty or you're wet or whatever the case may be, you want to be able to hold on to that gun. And we feel like we've developed the best grip texture in the industry on a factory gun.
You bet. If anybody's wondering what it's like, there's a place to go feel it right now, even if the 2.0s haven't gotten to the gun shop that you're close to, because it was first introduced on the Shield 45.
Correct, yeah. So that was our big unveiling of the texture, and so obviously 2.0 was in the works, so we were very interested to see how it was received on the 45, and thank goodness it was well received. It was very popular.
Now, from what I understand, there's some 35 enhancements that went in to this new gun.
Yes, that's correct. So when you know, people ask me what's different, it's really hard to narrow that down, right? I mean, so if you take the gun apart, one of the things you'll notice is the steel chassis inside. We've extended the chassis, right? So it goes all the way out through the rail. You know, we heard feedback from professionals that sometimes there's some droop if they're hanging giant flashlights and lasers and things off of that. But the other advantage is it gives the gun a little less felt recoil in the hand. You know, it strengthens it up a little bit. We worked on the lockup of the barrel, you know, trying to get the accuracy improved. It was already a very accurate handgun, but we wanted to take it, you know, with the 2.0, we wanted to be better in every category. And so we looked at trying to improve accuracy with it. The trigger is obviously a huge
trigger
difference
is amazing.
from the two guns.
I mean, I can't think of another factory gun that ships with a 5.5-pound trigger.
Right. Yeah. I mean, our objective with that trigger is to, one, get a very light, crisp trigger pull, right? Mm-hmm. One of the things people would say about the original gun was, well, the reset's not, it's not tactile, it's not audible. You'll notice with this one, when you reset that trigger, you hear it, you feel it. It's very noticeable. It's very distinct. So light, crisp, you put all those things together with the original ergonomics of the M&P. It's just a very, what we're calling a high shootability factor, right? It's just, it's a great gun to shoot. It feels different in the hand. It's very accurate. It's It's been a home run for us. We're very excited about the initial feedback we're getting.
And already in the market now, we've got the 9 in 5-inch is out in Desert Tan.
Yeah, correct. So we have the 5-inch in FDE with a thumb safety only currently. And then we have the 4.25-inch black models with or without thumb safety in 9 and 40.
Okay. And then there's a 45 we're showing here as well.
Yeah, so we have 45 coming. We don't have inventory in the market yet for it.
But showing here at SHOT
Show. It is coming. And, and I would say what's really exciting about the M2.0 platform is all the new guns that are on the drawing board and that will be coming out this year. It's not just redesigning the original M&P, it's a total new platform for us. So when you look at the M&P family, what you're going to see this year is you're going to see a lot of new products coming in that M2.0 configuration, shapes, sizes, variations. So we're very excited about what we have coming this year.
And in variations, I'm reading in for the listeners, potentially other calibers or...
Lots of possibilities.
We'll be just kind of skirting around that.
Lots of possibilities.
I like it. Deep River Plastics down in Connecticut, which is the Smith-owned division that does the molding of the nylon glass-infused frames. People don't realize it. We're going to show you that every different model requires a highly complex but different mold.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Every one. So that's why there's a thumb safety in FTE. It's a different mold than that gun will have without the thumb safety.
Yeah, correct.
And so the tool and die makers down there are just nonstop banging out these stainless steel molds, which we're going to be happy to show you in our SHOT Show special.
Yeah, you know, one of the things about joining Smith, I've been very excited to join the company, obviously, but also to see behind the scenes how we make our products. And state-of-the-art manufacturing, high quality, high tolerances, and a workforce that really cares about what they're making. You know, it's fun to be a part of the team. And we have, because of those capabilities, we have the potential to do a lot of things with it. You look at what we can do with Performance Center.
You bet.
And some of the variations and ideas we might be able to do there. So we have some exciting stuff coming. But I would encourage anybody who hasn't had a chance to touch it, feel it, shoot it, to do it, because it is... it's worth it. It feels like a new handgun, and anybody who liked the original is going to love the 2.0.
You bet.
All right, and I don't want to put you under pressure or anything, but speaking of shooting it, our next visit to Springfield is the Indoor Nationals.
Yes.
And you guys have a whole team of Smith & Wesson employees who are shooting that match.
Yes, we do.
Will you be one of those, sir?
I will be shooting the match, yes.
We will be watching. Yes. No pressure whatsoever.
Now, that makes it fun, and that that lends itself to the approachability of everyone at Smith & Wesson. That's an excellent thing to do.
We're excited to do it. You know, we really want to be a gun culture. We want to have our folks not only make them, but be able to go out and practice, shoot them. That's why we have the Employee Shooting Center.
Yep.
That's why we like to sponsor matches like that. And, yeah, the more people we can get out on the range, the better for us.
Outstanding stuff. Great news. Exciting time for Big Blue Smith & Wesson. Matt, thank you. Jim, thank you. As always, more from the SHOT Show coming in the podcast.